Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. 5 days to go until these all-important midterm elections. And let me tell you, these are razor-thin margins we are looking at. And I want to start with this right now and get this out of the way, because this is very, very important. I'm listening to people on TV. I'm reading every poll. Every indication is that there's a possibility that we can have a wave election. We could even have a tsunami at the end of the day. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But I don't like people that are overly confident. I don't like people making these bold predictions, because you can end up disappointing people if you raise the bar, the expectation bar, too high. And when you look at the races that we are following most closely, all of them, every one of them, are within the margin of error. I don't care if it's Herschel down in Georgia. I don't care if it's Bolduc. By the way, we have a new poll that came out. His lead over Maggie Hassan has gone up, but it's still 47 to 45.7, by the way. So it's still a very close race. It's neck and neck. By the way, Governor Sununu and General Bolduc will be with us today. I don't care if you look at Pennsylvania. I know one poll today has Oz up by 3. Another poll has him up by 1. And it's a very, very close race. For some reason, I'm not sure why, Doug Mastriano is not resonating with the people of Pennsylvania, but, that's not helping Dr. Oz out. When you have a state like, for example, New Hampshire, where Governor Sununu is up by 18, according to one poll, or Mike DeWine is up by 21 in Ohio, and Carrie Lake is up by 11, that helps the down ticket ballots that are there, because a lot of people vote straight ballot ticketing. You know, so if you have one rock star, superstar on the ballot, it makes it easier for everybody. But if you have one person running for high office that is not doing well, it can be a drag on the rest of the ticket. Although I will say this in Pennsylvania's defense, they are notorious for ticket splitting, which is something Selena DeZito has pointed out to me many times. But all of these races I'm looking at here, you know, they're all close races. Ron Johnson, one poll today, only had him up by 2 in Wisconsin. You know, J.D. Vance, 4 or 5. He's doing a little bit better. Laxalt in a tight race out in the state of Nevada. You got Blake Masters in a tight race against Mark Kelly, the incumbent in Arizona. You got Tiffany Smiley and Patty Murray dead even. You got Tudor Dixon and Gretchen Whitmer. You know, they're neck and neck. Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul. You know, you have a poll showing that it's a dead heat race, even in the blue state of New York. We even see a tightening in the governor's race in the state of Illinois. We'll check in with the Republican candidate there. Joe O'Dea now is closed within 1.5 against Michael Bennett in Colorado. So I can't tell you what's going to happen here. And it's bothering me that I think some people are making, you know, or creating an expectation you may not be able to follow. I've always in my life believed that you under promise and try to over-deliver. You don't over-promise and under-deliver. And I am saying to all of you, Herschel can absolutely win, but it's going to be tight. Oz can win. It's going to be a tight race. Bolduc can win in New Hampshire. It's going to be a tight race. Tudor Dixon can win in the state of Michigan. It's going to be a tight race. The same thing with Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. The same thing with J.D. Vance in Ohio. The same thing out with Adam Laxalt in Nevada. The same thing in with Blake Masters and this, you know, Tiffany Smiley. All of them are going to be close races. I'll even go as far as to say all of those races I just mentioned, and we'll check my math at the end of this process. Probably every one of those races, if Republicans win them, it'll be less than 100,000 votes combined that will decide every one of those races. In other words, less than 100,000 votes will decide all of the races, not just one. So that's how close it can be. You know, if you look at, for example, go back to 2016, I was talking about this on TV last night. Polls showed Donald Trump was losing handily, shocked the world, won the election. If you look at three key swing states, it was decided by a combined 77,000 votes. That's it. And that was his margin of victory in 2016. In 2020, if you look at Joe Biden, his margin of victory was only 43,000 votes in three swing states. And that would be Georgia, that would be Arizona, and I believe Pennsylvania was the third one, or Wisconsin, one of the three, one of the two. So despite all of this, you know, all of these predictions that are out there, I am telling you to expect every one of these races that we can win, that I hope we win, that the conditions are right for us to win, that it'll happen. But if you don't take the seriousness of voting to the level of urgency that is needed, you could wake up and say, what happened? And I don't want you to say, what happened to me? I am telling you, assume the races are close, because the polls are all telling us they're close. Reading one article after another, big, huge red wave, huge red wave. It's going to be a tsunami. They can win everything. Yeah, it's true. They can. We can win all of those races. But it's going to take all of you to get out there and vote. And, you know, with a few notable exceptions, most polls in the last decade have been garbage. You know, there's a reason that we only use Robert Kahaly and Matt Towery and John McLaughlin, because they're the three best. And they'll be the first to tell you that it's an imperfect science. You know, you can see a trend happening. The trend is obviously developing. But anyway, your vote is going to be crucial. If you don't turn out, assume the Democratic machine will. And that'll be a disaster for the country. That'll be two more years of destructive one-party rule. Anyone with a pulse in this country knows that we are all suffering, and we're suffering because of the politics of Joe Biden and the new Green Deal radical socialists. You know, we didn't need to abandon energy independence. He inherited America energy independent, a net exporter of energy. Well, he blew that up, giving into and capitulating to the radicals, the climate cultists that run his party. You know, the same thing with the economy. He inherited a gross domestic product of only 1.4%, very little inflation, next to zero. And now we've had, what, nine straight months in a row of not transitory, but record high inflation. And now they're trying to fix it. And that's resulting in, what, 4 months in a row with a 75 basis point increase in interest rates, which now is impacting, as I told you it would, the housing in America. That the market is absolutely in the toilet. New home construction is stopping all over the country with a few rare exceptions. I mean, Florida is going to hang in there. Prices, home values will hang in there in Florida as well, a lot better than other places in the country. The same with Texas, the same with Tennessee, the same with the Carolinas. They're going to fare much better than most other states because there's such a large migration to those states. So if you have a state that's taken in new population, you will fare much better. But for the rest of America, new home construction will stop. Sale of pre-existing homes will stop. And of course, home values will then begin to plummet, as well as your stocks, your retirement accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs. So it is, you know, all of everything that they have done, there's not a single thing they can do to say that they've been successful at. Are you better off 22 months into Joe Biden's presidency than you were before he became president? Ask yourself the simple questions. Are you happy with a record 40-year high of inflation? If you are, vote for the Democrats. Are you happy with record high gas prices, which have been artificially reduced because Joe has compromised our national security, depleted our strategic petroleum reserves, the lowest level in 50 years, so we can artificially reduce the price of a gallon of gasoline and increase the supply, but he's compromising national security to get there, and we're going to have to replenish it one day, and it's going to cost a fortune, especially if the price of a barrel of oil goes to $120 a gallon, as some experts are now predicting. Now, the other thing that I almost wished Election Day was in February of this year, because on average, heating prices across the country are expected to go up 30%. We'll ask Governor Sununu and Republican Senate candidate Dom Bolduc, who had a great debate last night against Maggie Hassan about it. But I mean, they're talking about blackouts all throughout New England, because all of New England is powered by one grid that actually goes through Albany, New York. And they are only getting, you know, less than 20% of the needed natural gas to actually power up the grid that is needed by every single state in New England. I mean, so, and on top of that, a minimum of a 30% increase, whether you're heating your home with natural gas or oil, you're going to be paying a lot more. That's why I wish we had the election in February. If we had it in February, by the time this kicks in, you're going to be pissed. Every American will be pissed off. You think you're mad at $5 a gallon gasoline, which will happen again. Wait till you get your heating bills this year. They're going to be astronomical. Then you're going to have to lower your thermostat. Then you have to put on the sweater. Americans don't want to live that way, especially knowing that we have all the natural resources we could ever want or need. You know, but if you're happy with the high price of gasoline, vote for the Democrats. If you're going to be happy with higher heating bills, vote for the Democrats. If you're happy with open borders, 4.5 million people being aided and abetted by Joe Biden and given preferential treatment by Joe Biden and being trafficked by Joe Biden all around the country, then vote for the Democrats. If you're happy with these idiotic no bail laws and this defund, dismantle police movement, then vote for the Democrats. If you're happy with, you know, your kids learning CRT and gender identity versus reading, writing, and math, vote for the Democrats. If not, you have 5 days to get out there and vote and make a change. It's not going to happen if you sit on your ass and you don't get out. I'm just being that blunt with you. You know, now they're desperate. Now they're all out there. Republicans want to take away your Social Security and your Medicare, and they want to cut veterans' benefits. That is the biggest lie of all. Obama's saying it. Biden in his idiotic speech last night saying, did you watch the speech of Biden last night? You know, another mega, mega Republicans. I said, Joey, good job, Joey. You remembered how to say mega, mega Republicans, you know, and demonize half the country. You know, all he wanted to talk about was January 6th. Why don't you talk about the 574 riots that your vice president tweeted out funding a bail fund to release some of the people involved in some of the rioting? Oh, that's not as important. Oh, we're not going to investigate those riots because those are Democrats in all likelihood, and we don't want to alienate our base. So we'll lie to Republicans and say they're mostly peaceful. Okay, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, and billions in property damage. Sure, that's really peaceful. You know, so he goes out there, this threat to democracy speech again, it fell flat, it means nothing. You know, but the lie continues. Seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years. Biden is tweeting out and bragging. Then they got corrected. The reason that you're going to see an 8.7 cost of living adjustment, COLA as it's known, to Social Security payments is because Joe Biden's inflation is now causing the increase necessity, and it's still not enough to keep up with Biden inflation, which is impacting the average home by about $7,200 on average for the same things you were buying under Donald Trump's presidency. Boy, I could sure use a few mean tweets at this point. All right, Governor Chris Sununu, he's up by like 18 points in his race in New Hampshire. He's done a great job as governor for the state of New Hampshire. He's going to join us with the Republican Senate candidate, Don Bolduc, General Bolduc. By the way, two Purple Hearts, five medals of valor. Pretty impressive guy. He did really well in the debate last night. His lead is now, he was up by one. It's now 47%. According to Trafalgar, for Bolduc, and 45.7 for Hassan, and so it's 1.3%. His lead is going up. Among Hispanics, interestingly, we're seeing Bolduc winning by 70.2 to 17%. African Americans, Hassan only has a 19-point lead for a Democrat. That is very unusual. So interesting numbers demographically breaking there. And by the way, Don Bolduc was attacked while he was walking into the debate hall last night. Outside, a guy took a swing at him. Apparently, he was able to duck and dodge it. And to his credit, he didn't fight back. Now, this guy's done 10 tours of duty. I'm sure it didn't shake him in any way. But it was obvious that he was on his game during the debate. And, you know, the media asked the predictable questions. He had a great answer on abortion. He goes, "We're not going to have any impact on abortion. It's going to be the people in the state of New Hampshire that will decide through their elected representatives. I won't have a say in it." And they said, where do you stand? What do you want? And he said, "I won't have a say in it." Then they asked Maggie Hassan, "Is there any restrictions at all that you would put on abortion? For example, New Hampshire has a 24-week, after 24 weeks, there becomes restrictions that kick in. Do you support the New Hampshire law?" "I don't support any government being involved in the decision." That means she supports, like all these other radical leftist Democrats, this idea that you can have an abortion up until the moment of birth. And you want to talk about a radical position? That's called infanticide. And yet every Democrat is saying the same dumb thing. Never trust fake news CNN when they say Democrats could face a wipeout on Election Day, which they're now saying. Anyway, quick break, right back, we'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
25 till the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Interesting, on FoxNews.com, a report that Biden now has been meeting since August with top advisors preparing for a 2024 re-election campaign. Anita Dunn, Mike Donilon, you know, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Jill Biden, according to the Washington Post, first to report this yesterday, the conversations regarding 2024 come up at a time where no Democrat wants to campaign in any real race except for that dope in a hoodie, the trust fund brat that never worked a day in his life, the guy that wants, you know, safe heroin injection sites paid for by taxpayers, the guy that's advocated for more murderers to be let free than any other person running for office, Mr. Fetterman. Why that's even a race, I'm having a hard time understanding. I really am. It's so frustrating to me that Democrats, because of a complicit media, are able to hide their candidates in a basement. He is hid for almost the entire campaign. He got through a 1-hour debate and it was a disaster. And yet, you know, nobody knows in Pennsylvania just how radical this guy is. It's so frustrating. I noticed in Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, on top of his atrocious record, he wants to open up the prisons and release half the prison population in the state of Wisconsin, on top of everything else, another radical in every way. Anyway, is now they found a quote, oil is destroying the world in every possible way, he tweeted out. Okay, and he claims that climate change is caused by capitalism, and said the solution to the climate crisis is to stymie capitalism the way it is in America. Okay. There are final polls out there. Take them for what they are worth. Don't believe them and just assume that your vote is the vote that's going to tip the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. But in North Carolina, Bud is up. In Georgia, Herschel Walker, according to Remington polls, is at 49%. If he can get to 50%, they won't have a runoff on December the 6th. Oz is up by 3 in this poll. Vance is up by 5 in this poll. Mark Kelly and Masters are dead even. And Carrie Lake is up in her race out there. By the way, speaking of the trust fund brat, John Fetterman compared the 9/11 attacks, when we lost 2,977 Americans, to January 6th. This is the playbook. January 6th, I hate Trump. The Dobbs decision, that's backfired because now we're finding out Democrats want no restrictions on abortion at all whatsoever. So that's not worked out particularly well for them. And then lastly, the fear, the scare tactics, Republicans are racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now transphobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want to steal grandma and grandpa's Social Security and Medicare, and they want to defund the VA. There's not one Republican supporting any of that. Just a lie. We're finding out in Ohio, Tim Ryan pledged to support taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal immigrants. This is on FoxNews.com. He pledged to support taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for incarcerated Americans and illegal immigrants, during his unsuccessful bid for president. Why didn't they find this out sooner? It would have been nice. Anyway, so look, I've got all the numbers in front of me, but everything pretty much comes down to this. Is it's going to come down to Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and then we're looking in other places as well. Washington State, we're looking in Connecticut, we're looking in Colorado. We'll have Joe O'Day on. There's a poll that has him within 2 in Colorado. I don't know if it's accurate, but it's certainly worth paying attention to. We're trying not to make the mistake we made last year, and that mistake was that, you know, nobody saw the opportunity to defeat Governor Murphy in the state of New Jersey. If we had any indication at all, now we did put the Republican candidate on, but we could have gone a lot further and brought a lot more attention to it. And had we brought a lot more attention to it, people would have probably been encouraged and they would have gotten out to vote in bigger numbers. That's what I believe. By the way, one thing that came out about Fetterman, another lie of his, he's claiming all the inmates that he helped release were nonviolent. That is a lie. He helped release at least 10 killers that were convicted of first-degree murder. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he also worked with Democratic Governor Tom Wolf to cut the prison population by nearly 10,000 inmates. He wants to open up the prisons in Pennsylvania and release a third to half of the prison population also. And if Fetterman had his way, even most first-degree murderers would be back on the street. You know, like people like John Brookins killed a 58-year-old woman with a pair of scissors. We told you about that case. Or Wayne Covington, who shot a teenager in cold blood for money to buy heroin. Or Alexis Rodriguez, who beat a Philly police officer's son with a baseball bat in a what we believe to be a racially motivated gang murder. I mean, and he's just getting started. He wants to eliminate cash bail, decriminalize all drugs, release one-third of the prison population to a half of the prison population. Anyway, it's these are very interesting times we're living in, and we'll tell you that. By the way, Florida, we're now seeing polls with DeSantis and Rubio up by double digits. Is that real? I don't know. If I lived in Florida, I wouldn't believe it. You know, there's an interesting piece about superstar losers that have spent a whopping $170 million combined to try and unseat Republican governors in Texas and in Georgia, Stacey Abrams and Robert Francis Beto Bozo O'Rourke, $170 million, and neither one of them is making it a dent. Now, they're superstars among the radical leftists. After they lose their races, I'm sure they'll be very popular on the left-wing climate alarmism, anti-Second Amendment-ism, you know, rubber chicken tour that they'll be taking and giving speeches all over the country. Anyway, so that's what we have. By the way, Warnock down in Georgia used over $60,000, according to a new report that came out of campaign money, donor campaign funds, to pay for items listed as child care, according to the FEC filings. Warnock's campaign diverted $61,959.40 from 2020 to 2022 to cover expenses related to child care. Now, this guy just got taken back to court, even though he's a millionaire, because he's not paying his child payments. And people forget that we have his wife on tape saying that during a domestic dispute in 2020, he tried to use his car as a weapon and run her over, and in fact ran over her foot. The woman made that claim. Why he didn't get arrested is beyond any imagination I have, or any, there's no explanation for it. And then, of course, he was arrested for obstruction of justice about a camp that he was running where there were allegations of child abuse. Ultimately, five of those allegations panned out to varying degrees, but he obstructed justice in that particular case. Nobody seems to know any of these details down in Georgia, which is pretty frustrating to me. Let's go to Biden's speech last night. I don't really know what to make of it, except it was like the speech that he gave in Pennsylvania, a threat to democracy, et cetera, et cetera. He kept referring to January 6th. Now, that's fine. Democrats can talk about January 6th as much as they want. But I'm trying to understand, you know, and just like they want to talk about Paul Pelosi. And by the way, I think the Speaker of the House needs and deserves Secret Service protection. I think there's got to be an investigation. Apparently, they have cameras and nobody saw the break-in happening. Apparently, they have some security system. But every American has a right to be safe. You know, no, none of these Democrats really have ever spoken up about the violence and the names of the people that we've scrolled on television that are shot and shot and killed in major cities like Chicago. We've been doing that on TV since 2009. And the only thing that's gotten worse is now they've gone to defund, dismantle, and no bail laws in Illinois. So nobody's lifted a finger to help people, names of real people that are being killed and shot every weekend in states like Chicago, like New York. How is it we'll only focus in on the riots that benefit them politically and ignore the 574 riots in the summer of 2020? How is it they want to talk about Paul Pelosi? But they don't want to talk about all of the innocent Americans that nobody knows their names that are getting shot and killed, raped, violent crimes day and night. How come that's the party of defund, dismantle, no bail laws? And by the way, in the case of Paul Pelosi, it was an illegal immigrant. And that was a sanctuary state and a sanctuary city, San Francisco, out in California. Nobody wants to talk about that part. I want every American to be safe. I don't want violence in this country. Nobody should want violence. You try everything you can do to avoid violence. The best thing you can do is hire police officers and hire the proper amount of them and give them the right training, and they're willing to put their lives on the line to protect us all. But of course, Democrats don't want that. So anyway, that's your modern new Democratic Radical Party. Look, the one thing that is frustrating to me in these final days, and I'm not sure it's going to have any impact. Bill Clinton is now out there. Hillary Clinton is out on the campaign trail. Barack Obama, I don't know what's happened to him. He's like the angriest guy ever. He's getting very frustrated, and they're just flailing, and they're all out there saying, you know, the same thing, and that the GOP wants to slash Medicare and Social Security. It's just a lie. There's not a single Republican not only that has said it, there's not one running on it. There's not one that would ever support it. You know, if you think about it, now they did squander the so-called Social Security lockbox. It is headed towards insolvency. Same with Medicare, and they don't have any plans to fix it. But they did raid the lockbox and rob the money, and Democrats played a big part in that as well as Republicans. You know, by the way, probably the worst campaigner in the world is Hillary Clinton. You know, think about it. The only one that you might make an argument for that could be somewhat effective for Democrats on the campaign trail is Barack Obama, but not that effective. His crowds are not that huge. He doesn't have the magic working as of late. More people are going to get hurt amid demonizing politics, he said. Well, why didn't he speak out? Let's see. We had a threat last night. A guy tried to attack General Bolduc. We had in this campaign Lee Zeldin. A guy came at him with a knife that was literally being swung right towards his neck and carotid artery. Thank God he stopped him. Then, of course, the gang shooting outside of Lee Zeldin's house. Then, of course, the ball field with Steve Scalise that liberals in the media and Democrats laughed about. You know, nobody blamed Bernie Sanders for the fact that one of his supporters shot up Republicans in that baseball field. It wouldn't have been fair to blame him or the fact that he was a Rachel Maddow disciple. You know, it's just, you know, and what happened to they go low, we go high? No, they're back to we go low and they go low and we kick them. That's Eric Holder's saying. Anyway, so Barack Obama's out on the campaign trail. Hillary's out on the campaign trail. Bill is out on the campaign trail. The only one that nobody wants to be seen with, except for the trust fund brat in the hoodie that never worked a day in his life, is John Fetterman, who's too stupid to know better because that's a dumb decision on his part. Joe Biden is not going to help John Fetterman. It's only a reminder that he would be a rubber stamp. This is why Maggie Hassan should lose. This is why Raphael Warnock should lose. This is why Tim Ryan should lose. This is why Mandela Barnes should lose. This is why out in Arizona that Mark Kelly should lose. This is why Adam Laxalt should win. This is why Patty Murray should lose. Is they're all rubber stamps. There's not one of them that stands apart from the Democratic leadership and takes a stand for the people of their respective states. Think of a single instance where Maggie Hassan, or think of an instance where Raphael Warnock, or think of an instance where Mandela Barnes or John Fetterman ever deviated from the radical, hardcore left-wing radicals that run his party. Has Tim Ryan ever done it? No, he's embraced it. Has, you know, out in Arizona, has Mark Kelly ever bucked his own party? No, he hasn't. Patty Murray, 30 years in the Senate, she passed 9 bills. They're all 98% Biden-Schumer voters. They're all rubber stamps. The Democrats have bought into a sick, ugly, failed ideology, and they're all locked into it. And it's like, you know, they all need to be deprogrammed because none of the policies that they're advocating for are working. They're all hurting the American people. Now, with that said, we're also watching really interesting races. I think the Lee Zeldin-Kathy Hochul race is interesting. I think Lee Zeldin has a shot. I think it's very hard for him, but I think he has a shot and could win. I think that Tudor Dixon can win and beat Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan. And I do believe that Tiffany Smiley can defeat Patty Murray. I think Joe O'Dea can beat Senator Bennett out in Colorado. I think that's possible, too. But none of it's possible unless you vote. And when we come back, Governor Chris Sununu, New Hampshire, and General Don Bolduc, who's now up by over 2 points in New Hampshire, will join us. Is that now is a Senate seat that is absolutely in play. Michael Beschloss, the historian, says a GOP victory in the midterms would mean our children will be arrested and conceivably killed.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.